Next is Paul. Paul? Oh, there you are. Paul.
This is called A Fish Story. It's based on a true story.
After hours of trying to write my short story, I had nothing. Zip, nada. Not much more than a blank screen. Weary, I put my head in my hands and closed my eyes. The next moment, I heard a laugh, a snicker. I looked up, and there at the other end of my desk sat Ernest Hemingway. Ha! Furrowed brow, ashtray filled with cigarettes? That looks like your third cup of coffee. You must be a writer. Well, I am working on a story. Great, what's it about? Well, it's about an old man who goes fishing. Hemingway looked as though I had insulted his mother. An old man? Fishing? Some arthritic geezer casts a worm into a pond? That's not a story. That's sleep-inducing pablum. Well, he actually rows out in a boat. There's more to it than that. It's a dime story. I'm reading this week at the Book Catapult. About 500 words. Too short. You need a story of Derrydo. Men showing their bravery in battle. Civil War. World War. Bullfights. Something to grab people. Well, my psychiatrist suggested writing as a way for me to deal with my PTSD. I was in the Gulf War. I don't think I can write about that sort of stuff. Not now. PTSD? It used to be called shell shock. Hemingway looked at me. He seemed sympathetic now. Okay, a story on fishing, he said, but it's got to have some interest to it. How about a young man? And forget the boat, make it a ship. Yes, that's right, a ship filled with other men. That's a good story. Now I've got it, a young man joins a ship to go fishing. No, not a fish, a whale. That's it, a young man joins a ship to go whaling. That sounds like Moby Dick. Oh, I guess it is, Hemingway said. And that Melville, he was just a hack anyway. I opened my eyes. What a strange dream. Ernest Hemingway in my apartment. How absurd. But as I turned back to concentrate on my keyboard, there was a note. To the aspiring writer. Keep at it, my friend. You suffer, so you must be a real writer. Never get discouraged. Others will tear you down. It is only because they envy your resolve. And as to your aged fisherman story, well, I thought about it a little. It seems like a good idea. I think I might give that theme a try. How's this for a start? The old man went fishing on a boat in the rain. Although I think I can flesh that out a bit more. Wish me luck. Yours truly, E.H.